Ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends.
What is up, WNCFM College Park 90.5? I'm your host, Jersa, and this is Foreign Invasion, where we talk about different foreign scenes from around the world. And today, this is the last show of the semester. I'm going to be talking about just generally my favorite albums from this year that's released in the spring semester so far. Some of which are going to be foreign, some of which are not going to be, but they're still going to be cool anyway. The first song I'm going to be playing is going to be off of My Dream Fever, aka Paranol's side project, one of his 20 million side projects. This is off of the Mountain Still Breathing. This is the fourth album of this side project. This is a much more like folky, like atmospheric, like acoustic kind of album. It's pretty cool though. I really liked it a lot. I think it's by far my favorite of the My Dream Fever project, and honestly it might be my favorite of his side projects. I think it might be better than the Humoric album from last year. Next I'm gonna be playing two songs technically by the same artist, but different albums. The first is going to be the side pieces made up of Sticker Bush and Heaven Souls. They're a experimental rap / sound collage duo. I'm going to play something off of Dark Light. I'm going to play Mish. And then the second album I'm going to be playing is also from Heaven Souls, but this is his solo album, West Side Trapped. I'm going to be playing around with the flip. I think this album is one of my favorites of the year for sure. It's a really cool Afrobeats jazz funk album with some really cool sampling work and everything. So this is Mountain Still Breathing, Mish, and Playing Around with a Flip.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, that was The Mountain Still Breathing by My Dream Fever, Mish by Sticker Bush and Heaven Souls, aka The Side Pieces, and Playing Around with the Foot by Heaven Souls. All right, for the next set of two songs, they're going to be the pop stuff. The first song I'm going to be playing is going to be off the Tiffany Day album. I'm going to be playing No Luck because it's the only song that is not explicit. But there's some pretty good, but this album is a lot of fun. I think this is really consistent album. Also, shout out, I didn't have anything on this playlist from the Slater album, because I think some of the best songs off the Slater album are explicit, and I think the stuff that isn't explicit is kind of weak. I wasn't as big as the Slater album as some other people are, but like at the same time, the Slater album did have Crank, which is one of the best songs made this year, for sure. So shout out that album as well. But I like comparing it to that album. I think the Tiffany Day album is a little more consistent versus the Slater album, which has much higher highs but much lower lows. The ending of that album is a little weaker compared to the first five songs of the Slater album, which is really great. So yeah, next song we're playing is Music from Underscores. This is off the new album You. This album is just a lot of fun. I think this is her most professional, most coherent album yet. And I'm really excited to see what Underscores do. I'm really glad to see Underscores finally get that big, big breakout into becoming a little more of a mainstream, well, not mainstream, but like closer to mainstream in the same way that maybe other artists, maybe kind of like Pink Panthers or Jane Remover are right now. So this is No Luck and Music.
The days with no medication. How did my life end up like the way this is? it's a miracle. You're not New York Catholic and not LA spiritual. I just can't stand when people talk that they're a therapist. But your words sound like they come from God. I can't compare to it. I try and
that was No Block by Tiffany Day and Music by Underscores. All right, so for the next song, the three songs are gonna be more on the, they're gonna be like complete 180. These are very heavy songs. The first song we'll be playing is Sylvester Poole by Mandy Indiana. It's off the album Erg. This is like an industrial rock kind of album. It's pretty cool. Next song we'll be playing is the Converge album. We'll be playing Bad Faith off of it. I think it's a really great return to form. It isn't as good as Jane Doe. I mean, there's not many metal albums that are as good as Jane Doe, but this album is still a great return to form. And lastly, I'm going to be playing the new Neurosis album, Mirror Deep. I'm going to be playing the song Mirror Deep off the album, and Undying Love for Burning World. This album was really, really cool. They really introduced me to Neurosis. It's a kind of like a sludge metal, so if you know, like, Chatpile, like anyone would be into it if you like Chatpile. I thought this was a really cool album. This really encouraged me to check out some of Neurosis's older stuff, because I've heard their older stuff is even better than this one. So it's Festival, Bad Faith, and Mirror Deep. We'll be right back. Whoops. That was Sevastopol, Bad Faith, and Mirror Deep. For the next set of few songs, they're going to be like shoegazy alt rock kind of stuff. First song I'll be playing is going to be off the new Tokyo Shoegazer album Remains. I'll be playing with Stereo. This is a really cool return to form, I think, for Tokyo Shoegazer. I think my issue with Tokyo Shoegazer before was that, like, I think, like, their albums felt like a collection of songs rather than like this like coherent project, and I think this is the first time I've really felt like this is like a coherent project from them. It's this basic theme is basically like what is life like after the world ends. But it's a really cool album. I think it's their darkest album yet. Next song I'm playing is from a little three-piece shoegaze band called War Machine. I'll be playing Hypnagogia off their new album Hellphone 3D. This is a really cool album. It was recommended by his team member Noah, and it's really cool. They're really small. I think they're from California, like three-piece band. But I think they do some really unique stuff. And this, alongside the Tokyo Shoegaze album and the Clarion album, are really the three Shoegaze albums I think have been pretty good from this year. But yeah, would definitely check out this if you want to check out a small artist. Last song we'll be playing is Pei Renbi Yurama by Anthropocino. This is off their new album, No Ritmo da Terra. This is a really, really awesome album. Like, this actually might be my favorite album of the year. This is an album, it's one that is about, like, the destruction of the environment. It's really cool. It has, like, this alt-rock prog kind of sound, but like also at the same time incorporates a lot of cool elements from like traditional Brazilian songs, which I think makes it a really unique listen overall. It's a journey to listen to the album. It really is. You'll have some softer songs or some more intense songs. It's a really great album. So yeah, this is Wisteria, Hypnagogia, and Pereme Yurama.
De onde vem o Rio Preto? De onde ele vem? De alguma veia velha que foi aberta? Ou do choro honrado? Chorado, imaculado. Talvez como um convite para seguir adiante nos caminhos da água.